Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it will come to pass.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome, 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 everyone, wherever you're listening from. Whether you're at home, whether you're in the prison, whether you're at work, we thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. I am Pastor Felicia, one of the pastors at Faith Ambassadors, and we are excited to be back. We are excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives, and we are excited that He is speaking and moving and being God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We glorify you and we magnify your name. We lift you up, O God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Father. We thank you for being God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness, for your redemptive power. We thank you for your Son's shed blood. And God, we thank you for loving us, for looking beyond our faults and seeing every one of our needs. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and your people, to serve you by serving your people. God, speak to your prophet and through your prophet. Bless this broadcast tonight, God, that something will be said and something will be heard, that it will take root as a seed and bring forth much fruit in the lives of your people. For that, God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank God. Amen. Chief Apostle, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Good, good, good. We're going to get everyone in place that's supposed to be in place while you're finding a scripture for us to open the
Amen.
Broadcast where we can open up without the word, and we're going to go from there.
Yes, sir. I call your attention to Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. It says, "Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love?" And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scripture says, "For your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep." No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Verse 38, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation would ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Let the hearers of his word be blessed as well.
Amen. We're going to briefly take a moment and get everyone on the same page, if you will, and invite your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, and we're going to sing, allow this song to play for just a few moments before Elder Nettles comes with the final introduction.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everyone. I give honor to God for allowing us to be here. I'm going to allow Pastor Dotson to come back and to introduce her pastor. I was expecting Elder Nettles, but I don't know how to do the engineering thing, so if she's on the line, I don't know how to reach her. So, Elder Dotson, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, you might do that now.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. God bless you. When it's a word to be going forth and you have a program, the enemy always tries to slide his little toe in, but that's okay. We're going forth anyway. people of God, this man of God I met 2016 via social media. He has absolutely been a blessing to me and my family's life. I don't fool with people that don't have the anointing and are not about the realness of God. And I saw that in him and began to follow him. And God has done great things, not only in my life, but I've seen God do great things in his life. He is a prophet. He is integral. He is loyal to those God has assigned to his life. He is a pastor and a prayer warrior and intercessor. I introduce to some and present to others, none other than our very own Apostle Daniel Carter.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that introduction, and I'm humbled by that those kind words that you would say about me. I thank God for all of those who are in attendance today and tonight. We are excited to be your minister tonight, to be your servant tonight, and to speak the words of life into your hearts and your lives and for your families. And I pray tonight, as I get ready to pray, I pray that victory will be yours tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you for being our Lord, our Savior, our Father, and our God. There is none like you in all of the earth. You are ours and we are yours. We're your children. And God, we ask you tonight, oh God, to give us an anointing to teach and to preach to the individuals that are here with us on tonight. I don't care how many thousands are listening or how many are hearing. I just want that one, oh God, that one under the sound of my voice right now to have an individual anointing to be able to receive the word of God. I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that this word go forth tonight, that it not be entertainment, but that, God, that you would minister to the hearts of the people, that would change generations of their family. I bind every stronghold, everything that would hold them back from operating in your kingdom and doing your will and your justice in this season. God, have your way tonight, and let your word and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you one and all. I'm going to skip the question of the week this week. This is our first broadcast in a very long time. I have been approached and I have been asked on so many occasions by so many beautiful people to come back and to begin to minister through the Faith Ambassadors Ministry again. And it has been a trial, in a sense, because I remember Jesus having to tell the people, his disciples, that it's just not my time yet. And I'm here tonight because it is that time. I thank God that through the obedience of the Lord and doing his will and doing his service, there are times when God will have you to be quiet. I think one of the most detrimental things for any leader is that he does not know the time when God will require him to go to the brook Cherith, require him to just be still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are times when the Lord will require us not to move, not to preach, not to minister in the same fashions that we've been ministering in. God at times will have us to hear and to feel His Spirit and to know His will and His word for this season and this time. So I thank God for it has not been a break for me. I've still been very busy doing the things that God would have me to do, but it has been a time of refreshing, a time of revival, a time of rest. When you're ministering four and five times on a given Sunday and you're ministering in 3 to 4 cities a week and you're traveling from one place to another, things could get pretty tumultuous, if I could say that. But God has been good to me. He's been keeping His word and His promises. I remember it was around this time last year in the month of June that I was able to prophesy of coming this year, that there would be a time that has been worse than we have ever seen before. And I thank God that He has been merciful to us. It has been a tumultuous time for all people all over the world. And I think that God has put us in a position to see He's still God. He's still here. And He's still interested in His people to the point that He will cause a situation to come that the scientists can't figure out. He will put us in a situation where all the money that or military prowess or all of the authority that any man would possess, he cannot stop the finger of God. When God says yes, it is yes. And when God says no, it is no. So we thank the Lord for His mercy, and we are in deep gratitude tonight to even be alive. There's no one that's under the sound of my voice that just can't say thank you, Lord, right now, because you are still here. So I thank the Lord for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, to the various ones that will hear this broadcast and days to come, weeks to come, to you that are in the ministry, the prisons, and to the shelters, and to the rehabilitation centers that we minister to. We thank God tonight for you. Again, I am Daniel Carter, the apostle to the Faith Ambassadors, and I praise God for the mantle that He has required of me to live all the days of my life. So if you would go with me to the Word of God, to the book of John, chapter number 14, John chapter number 14. And tonight I have been in a particular place in the Holy Ghost, but God has taken me somewhere else. So I thank God for it tonight. We just sort of be obedient. I wanted to come out of Matthew's, I think, the Luke chapter 5, but the Holy Ghost said, go to John chapter 14. So let's just be obedient and be where we're supposed to be and to say what the Lord would have us to say. I thank God for the sponsor of the broadcast, Sister Robinson, Tante Robinson, out of Killeen, Texas. We thank God for her. We thank God for Lady Stephanie being with us tonight. We thank God for all of the ministers and the servants, especially Pastor Dotson, who has every day been giving us words of encouragement, words of unity, words to keep us together, words to help us in this time, in this season. Pastor Dotson, we so much appreciate you in all of the different resources that you're still sending words of encouragement in spite of the fact that she has had a medical issue, and I've just recently been diagnosed with a medical issue, but I thank God that he is a healer, that he's a provider, that he will take care of his children. I thank God for each and every one of you who have gone through various things, various illnesses, various
Amen, amen. I think we're having some technical difficulties. Chief Apostle, can you hear me? That means the word is about to be life-changing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you can hear me, just pray. I don't have control of the studio, so I can't play music, but just pray. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, am I back? Pastor Dobson, can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, all right. I don't know what happened. And I
told you it's going to be a life-changing word. You know how to end it.
All right. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're back. We're back. We're back. And the devil accomplished nothing. So we thank God for it. Find me in the book of John, chapter number 14. John, chapter number 14. And I'm getting multiple texts that Stephanie can you hear me? Just text me if you can. But go with me to the book of John, chapter number 14. And I want to start at verse number 1, John chapter number 14, beginning at verse number 1. The Word of God says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and that way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how canst we know the way?" How can we know the way? If I were in the church tonight, if I were in the park preaching tonight, if I were somewhere tonight in front of a group of people, I would just tell this testimony that I am still here. As we look into the Word of God, we tend to find ourselves in a mirror. Because anytime you begin to look into the Word of God, it should automatically require you to look at yourself. So many times in commercial Christianity or commercial ministry, we find ourselves studying the Word of God simply for how we can teach it, how can we preach it, how can we loop it, how can we cause it to sound in a way that has been placated into the itching ear and to those who will pay money for hearing something to entertain them. But in this season, in this time, in this place, there comes a place where you're going to have to stand in the Word of God and allow the Word of God to find you. You're going to have to get into a place in this season, preacher, where you're not going to be looking at the Word of God for a message. You're going to be looking at the Word of God for hope, faith, and deliverance. Tonight I'm talking to people who are real, who have seen a pandemic this world has never seen, who've seen drugs come in and destroy family, soldiers who are on this line with me, who have seen combat and war and situations they didn't even put themselves in, but somehow by the grace of God, they had to come out of it. I'm talking to some people tonight who can understand what I'm talking about, being put into situations that you did not ask for. You don't even understand why you're there. You don't even understand why you're where you are right now. But I come to let you know tonight that each and every one of us are here because it's a situation for revelation, an experience to bring us into God's expectation for our lives. I'm coming to talk to somebody tonight because somebody needs to understand when you're looking in this mirror and you're trying to say, Lord, how do I know the way? Which church do I go to? Which pastor do I listen to? Which person is right on this site and that site? And there's word everywhere, Google and all kinds of places you can find an expectation for the word. I want to go back 100 years to some folk that didn't have Google, some folks that didn't have Apple, and some folks who were trusting God by neology. They were trusting God by their faith. They were trusting God through the pandemic that they saw. They had to believe God for it. Because so many of us are saying, well, hold on, Daniel, we saw the HIV pandemic. Yeah, you saw HIV, but HIV was different because you had to do something to get HIV. It just didn't jump on you. You didn't just come in contact with it. Tonight, I want to minister to you because some of us tonight, we need to know the way. Some of us tonight, on this line tonight, need to know that I am where God wants me to be, that I'm doing what God wants me to do. So many times we've got to understand that the Word of God says there are many voices in the world, that there are many spirits in the world. We've got to understand that there's always going to be some kind of a word. But I want you to understand, believers, on this line, that God said in His Word that He left for us a very small remnant. He always has had a people that will always stand and speak His word, regardless of what the president says, regardless of what CDC says, regardless of what your job has said, regardless of whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling tonight. I want you to know that God is
still here with you. He has not, he said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, but he'll always be with you. I don't care how much your trouble is. I don't care how much your struggle is. I don't care if you got a fever. I don't care if you've got a cough. I don't care if your wife has left you because you act too crazy when you in the house all by yourself. I don't care what you're going through right now. I want you to understand that God said in his word, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. So many of us, we join the false hopes and confidences inspired by people who think they know. But I want you to know tonight that what God is after is his kingdom. What God is after is his people. He's after our humility. He's after our grace. He's after our favor. God is not looking for another person to have another message to cause himself to seem like he's something bigger than what he is. But what God is looking for tonight is found here in this book of John and in the 14th chapter. And I want you to see it for yourself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have believers all over the world, I believe that this is the structural damage of the church today. This is where the breach has come in the warship. This is the place where we are faltering. We have compromised with homosexuality and all types of mess. We've become messy in the way we are. Tonight I'm ministering to somebody who has the worst attitude in private, in your secret place. Your attitude is so corrupted. In public, you are public, you might as well be a politician. And in front of the church, everyone is afraid of you. I want you to understand tonight that we are dealing with a real place and a real time. And unless you really know Jesus, there is no way you can understand what God is saying in this season. There is no way you can move in the power of the Spirit of the Lord if you don't know Jesus. How do I know him? The truth of the matter is you know him by the Holy Ghost. You know him by the Spirit of God. You know him by your worship and your prayer. You don't know him because you woke up this morning and you said, okay, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. I'm gone. Thank God you said something. But God is saying tonight that you're going to have to be in a presence with him. You're going to have to be in place with him. You're going to have to be in tune with him in this season like never before. I wish that I could come with some big magnanimous message and appear that I could say something better than what we're facing. But the truth of the matter is in this season, you better know Jesus. In this season, you better have a relationship with him. In this season, the Holy Ghost better be leading you. In this season, you better be one with God. The church has structurally left Jesus out of his own church. We have become a place where competition and commercial professionalism is more important than people getting yucky and ugly on their face before God and turning out the makeup and turning out the wigs and turning out the red bottoms and whatever they've got on, and they've gotten on in the presence of the Lord and said, God, I'm sorry. God, I need you. God, I cannot live without you. And until we get to a dependence on God, we're going to always depending depending on man until we're going to get to a place where we live in the presence of God. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm talking to some bishops tonight. I know you're on the line with me, and I thank God for that you love me enough to be here. But I want you to know that until we come back to Jesus, all of our ministries don't mean anything. Until we come back to a place of prayer, ministry doesn't mean anything. Until we come back to a place where we honor God and we worship Him with more than just words, because faith without works is dead, and we have led people to a silliness that they could worship and they could praise, but they don't have any actions. Tonight, if I really had time, and I don't, I would really go into this 14th chapter, and what he's calling for tonight is that we come back to him and live by the standards of the kingdom of God. Tonight, pastors, tonight, ministers, tonight, believers, tonight, no matter who you are, I want you to know that what God is calling for is that we work and live for the Lord Jesus. Doesn't mean you're going to make some mistakes. Sure you are. Doesn't mean you're not going to lose. Sure you will. Doesn't mean that everything is good. No, it's not. Just because you give your life to Christ does not make your life necessarily easier. In fact, that's when things get hard. That's when people attack you. That's when people slander you. That's when people come after you because you got something that they can't even understand. They don't even know you've got it, but they want to attack it anyway. I want to talk to you believers tonight, and I really want to get into this word, and I really don't have time, so you're going to have to come and be with me this week on Tuesday, Lord willing, and on Thursday, Lord willing, when I come and I begin to bring out this scripture and bring out kingdom favor and show you where God can move in your situation and bless you wherever you are for the kingdom's sake, where God can take this pandemic and bless you through it, that it doesn't even matter that you're going through what you're going through. I want to encourage you tonight. You're still here for a reason. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, you're still here for a reason, not just a season. You're here because God ain't finished with you yet. You're here because God just wants to use you the way he intended for you to be used. I don't care who you are. Whether your name is Brown or whether your name is Jakes, it doesn't matter. God is saying, I want to use you where you are. Does it mean that you got to go and put on a title and be a preacher? No. It means that God says, I don't care about your felonious background. Not if you love me. I don't care what you did when you failed. Because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care what mistakes you've made. None of us are perfect. But we are perfect in Jesus our Lord. The Bible says we're more than a conqueror. So many of you who know me on the line, and you're used to me preaching, and you get all excited about the hooping and hollering, but tonight, God is saying, you got to come at this thing for real. Wherever you are, I'm honored that you took time out to be with me tonight. But you're going to have to be with me real. You're going to have to be with me because you got on your face. You're going to have to be with me because you know you need grace in this seat. And I don't want to encourage you. You can study John 14. You can get ready. for the week, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We'll be with you again. I want to give honor to God for each and every one of you on this line. And I was supposed that this would have to be introduction. I'm usually a lot more centered than this, but there's so much stuff that we have to address. And I just don't have the time, and I don't have the technicians available to me to know what I'm even doing. So I have more confidence on Tuesday if the Lord will say the same. But tonight, I want to pray with you because so many of us step, they want to know the way. They want to know what they're going through, Pastor Dodson. They want to know, Bishop Taylor. They want to know, how do I know the way? Your title ain't going to save them. The only thing going to save them tonight is the word and the power of God. And he ain't going to save them because you fed a couple of hundred people last week. He going to save them because they got on their faces for themselves, because they came before the Lord for themselves. And so, Lord, I need you more than anything or anybody in this world. So we're standing in agreement with you tonight. And we're trusting God by the power of his word that we will be able to lead you in the way prophetically for where God wants you to be. Father, in Jesus' name, bless your people. Cause them to hear and understand your word, to stand on your word, to trust your word, to have full confidence that you're working all things out together for their good. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to move on their hearts and their minds like never before. And that let them know, God, that everything is working together for their good. We thank you, Lord, tonight, that you're able, that you're strong, and that you're moving on behalf of your people. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and honor. Amen. Amen. So tonight, forgive us as we've been crippled a little bit, but we thank God that he's a keeper, and that the word of the Lord has been spoken. Somebody already knows that they need what God is sharing in this season. This word this week will be designed for the believer who is seeking hard after God, that they might understand and do his will in this season. This word tonight is preparation for a time and a thing to come. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord strengthen you. And may the Lord use you this week to bring in somebody to the kingdom of God. God bless you and be encouraged. Pastor Dodson, do you have any final words?
No, sir. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for coming and being a part of our return broadcast, one of many. God bless you. Have an awesome night, everyone.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.